We'll figure have to figure out because Sunday is graduation here, and then there's one day I have a grandson graduation, which makes it maybe more difficult because here I can finagle. I can run out in the middle of the graduation, but okay. Anyway, we'll see. We'll figure it out, hopefully. Meanwhile, I was looking at this ritva, the most difficult ritva I've seen in many, many years. You know? Maybe an exaggeration, but not so much. Very, very difficult ritva. I wrote some of the questions on the ritva, on Taisis. I don't know where you want to start. I don't know where I sent a right. We sent the ritva, right? And we sent a sheet with some questions out of Shabbos. Right? I said,
The food for thought, yeah.
yeah. So I don't know. There's a bunch of other questions on the ritva. So I don't know where you want to start. So let's read over Taisvis. I guess we should start with Taisvis. That's sort of like because we probably forgot everything with forgot Taisvis.
The problem for marriage, I don't know if you can hear me, but the problem for marriage is solved thanks to the double capacity. Yes, Rebbe's passed also. I don't know if you got that email, but they're supposed to send it to Rebbe.
That what again?
The double capacity that's all. Yes, Rebbe's passed between. And he says that's the Kitzos bothered by the same castle between Rashi and Taisus, and why Dr. Rashi picked Loikeach and even though Moshe is more masculine against the Rivon, and the Kitzos is bothered by the castle, and the Kitzos answered that castle.
Okay. I hear. I did not see. I saw an email from Yoel Silverberg, something about that.
He sent it to me also.
Okay. I have to
I posted
tell
it.
You a secret that things have been very, very hectic here. So I did not open it and I did not read it. But I apologize. But I figured Yoel Silverberg's not on the Zoom tonight, so I can wait to read it. I didn't know.
But Rabbi should know he gets a recording every night, and he's like the
And
first thing
if
in the
it's not
morning.
ready right away, I
Okay,
gotta hear
Yolo, if you're here listening, Yoshi.
from
Okay,
but it's definitely within a few hours he'll be listening.
I was negligent. I'm sorry. I didn't. I,
I think he actually sent two things. I think what he emailed Rebbe was something from Rav Gershel Edelstein's Hatzal on this, and then he sent another thing with David Pivarsky. So I think actually two Marmar Komas he sent.
Okay, so believe that I'll look at him. Okay, very good.
Can I ask Rebbe a shiloh?
Yes.
A question from before. That when Rashi, or that we were asking a question, why Rashi chose the lotion that the mocha still has the tree instead of lokeach, which is connected to pashtus, is Rashi so sure of his mahalach in mocher by yofa mocher that it doesn't apply so much that I would have to cut down the tree that Rashi wants the Gemara to be saying that?
It seems, well, we don't know. We don't know why Rashi picked what he said. That's all part of the question. Why does Rashi pick what he picks? But the we don't know. But the pashtus is that Rashi went out of his way to pick the ukimta that he had. Now we are taking. Now you could theoretically say that Rashi just argued with Taisus in Lashon and says that his pshat is more mashma than the Lashon, but that would be a very strange machlokes. And if you'd say that, then you would say that Rashi and Taisus both agree in din, and they're only arguing in which one is more mashma than the Lashon. But there, the Taisus would have said, and theoretically, you could say that Taisus agrees with Rashi in din. It just feels that's not doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Gemara, and Rashi feels the other way. But that would be just a very unlikely machlokes that they're arguing in, that they would be arguing in Lashon to be such a machlokes. Besides which, what we I think we mentioned, I don't remember what we said on Wednesday, I don't remember that I'm not sure if Taisus would bother writing such a machlokes. It's just a Lashon machlokes. But the assumption is pashtus that there's a machlokes and din, that the fact that each one has the Gemara saying this case. It's not coincidental. It's probably because they felt it's dafka. So the Rashi, for sure, Pashas Rashi grants Tysus's Taina that the Lashon is more mashma the other way. Aval began, Rashi went out of his way to learn it this way. So the implication is that Rashi holds that if the case would be the converse, that that the boar is biyad the lokeach, biyad the moicher, that the boar was biyad again. If the she'ilim biyad a moicher, but Rashi's mashma that if you would have the converse being that the boar is biyad a moicher, then it would be a different din.
Maybe the Rashi wants it. Rashi's so invested, Rashi holds so much in his mahalach of Mocher Bain Yofa, it doesn't go that far.
You're sticking words in. We do not know. When we read Taisus, we don't know anything about Ayin Yofa, right? That was the Ritva.
We said that's the machlokas. We
do not know. I mean, in other words, that was one of our suggestions, but it's not, you know, but just I want to go back just to be honest, to step back, you know, we're stepping back to review. When you just look at the, we didn't learn the Ritva yet. We're just looking at Taisus. Taisus doesn't mention a word about Ayin Yafa. So we have a machlekes in Taisus, what the case is. Rashi said that the case is that the Ilan is biyad hamaycher. So the Ilan is biyad hamaycher, so you don't have to cut down the Ilan. Mashma from Rashi, that if the boar was biyad hamaycher, you would have to cut down the Ilan. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference? And that fakirat, you can't say this as far as Ayin Yafeh, because if it's Ayin Yafeh, right. More reason to say if the boar is biyad hamaycher, then the lokeach is the Ilan, is Ayin Yafeh. So that happens to be why the Ritva disagree with Rashi. So, but that's not going to help us to understand Rashi. Rashi apparently doesn't hold to the svar of Ayin Yafeh. Mm-hmm. But in other words, like the Ritva seemed to say that it's not so poshut that, how far Ayin Yafeh goes. Does Ayin Yafeh go so much? You know, the limits, how far Ayin Yafeh goes. So the Ritva, Tainas and Rashi, that if I sold you the boar, then obviously I gave it to Ayin Yafeh, and I gave you the right to chop down the tree. Pashas Rashi holds that there's a limit. You know, Ayin Yafeh means I give you certain rights, but not, you know, chop down my tree. As we said, it's Hefsim Aruba and whatever, even though you pay for it, but it's a, you know, that's already, there's a limit how far Ayin Yafeh is going to go. So, but why Mineya Bey and Rashi? Does Rashi, assuming Rashi splits between the Ilan Biyad HaMoicher and the Bor Biyad HaMoicher, that when the Ilan is Biyad HaMoicher, then the din is that you don't have to chop down the tree. But when the Bor is Biyad HaMoicher, you do. So what's the difference? So we don't know what Shad and Rashi. I don't remember if we discussed it or we didn't discuss it. I don't know. Did we discuss it? I don't know. What would you people say if we did or we didn't? I don't remember.
No, we did.
Shad and Rashi.
Rashi disagrees with Ayin Yafeh.
I understand. He disagreed with Ayin Yafeh. That's why he argues with the Ritva. But that's only. But why does Rashi split? There's two separate questions. Yeah. Rashi argued with Ayin Yafeh. Only answers why Rashi holds that din could be true that when the Ilan biyad hamoicher, the moicher does not have to chop down his tree, because he holds that Ayin Yafeh. Of course, Rashi agrees to the concept in Shas and Ayin Yafeh, but he feels that it doesn't apply so far to the extent that I'm going to throw in my tree. You know, it could be the tree is worth more than the boar. So I'm selling you a $50 boar. I'm not Ayin Yafeh to chop down $1,000.
Why does Rebbe have to bring in Ayin Yafeh at this step? It's Behetter. I planted Behetter, and you know, there's a hafsid merubah, but maybe that's enough. Why does Rebbe have to get involved with that whole shiloh?
No, I'm just saying the Ritva said, I'm just saying the Ritva said that Rashi, the Ritva asked on Rashi that Rashi's din is not true because of the rule of Ayin Yafeh. So obviously, the Rashi is not concerned with that. So you have to say that Rashi doesn't feel that the principle of Ayin Yafeh applies here.
Otherwise, but I mean, he still needs the engine of Beheter, obviously. Whatever the Katzai said, I mean, whatever.
Right, yes. But now the question is, so why is there a difference whether the Ilan is Biyad HaMoicher or the board Biyad HaMoicher? Because the seemingly mashmos of Rashi is the fact that Rashi picked the case of Ilan Biyad HaMoicher, even though there is a... Now, that was question number one on the Shia Center. Is there a machlokes halacha between Rashi and the Rashba and the Rivam? So you could say no, okay? But the that would be a daichik, because then why in the world does Rashi pick his funny case since Tzivos tells you it's not mashma in the Lashon? So you could say that Rashi just argued with Tzivos in the Lashon, and he holds they're both equally mashma, and he flipped the coin and he picked one case. But that sounds very daichik. You know, the daichik machleik is whether what's mashma in the Lashon. You know, if Tzivos says it's not mashma, then Pasha says it's not mashma. And even if you say that Rashi argued with Tzivos, but why? So he should have picked both cases. Why did he pick one case? Then Rashi holds that the other case is not mashma. Like then they're mamish as far as hafuchas and mashmos. And that sounds very daichik. So I would say
the answer to
question number one is that there's definitely a machlokes halacha, is that Rashi holds that if you would have the converse, that the boar is biyad HaMoicher, then you would have to chop down the tree. If you would have the boar biyad HaMoicher, and the
maybe we had another option, which is that, that maybe it's Rashi held that if you stole the tree, it's pashtut that you... it would be pashtut that you don't chop down the tree.
Why? But that, and what have you sold the boar?
The tree.
What?
Because you sold the tree, even though you had a bar.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Even without the spar of being kodem, it would be pashtut that if you stole the tree, you can't go later on and say, oh, the tree I stole you, it's being matzik me. It's a funny spar. It's a funny claim. Maybe that's Rashi held that was that case would be pasha. So maybe there's no machlokas in din. It's just the machlokas in whether this is a valid.
Now you're saying that Rashi holds that it makes no difference which one you sold for. You sold, they both have the svara of beheter, and therefore in both cases you wouldn't have to chop down the tree because the tree was here beheter. But Rashi did not want to make the case that the boar is beyond HaMoicher because that means he sold the tree. And Rashi felt that when you sell the tree, there's another reason why you don't have to chop down the tree. Because I sold it, like that's an extreme of Ayin Yafeh. Okay, in other words, that's an even more pashut sort of Ayin Yafeh. More pusher than the Ritva's Ayin Yafeh. Ritva's Ayin Yafeh is that I have to chop down my tree so you can have a good boar, but that you get to keep your tree, that's pusher Ayin Yafeh. I didn't sell you a tree that you should have to chop it down. So you're saying that really Rashi would agree to the Ritva, except he feels that case is not the mission is giving the wrong reason. The mission gives the reason because it's beheter, and in that case, you would not have the svara beheter. You don't need the svara beheter because even without the svara beheter, it's for obviously if I sold you a tree, you don't have to chop down the tree. Okay, that's a possibility. So that the rebound
to mitigate that a little bit. We're not mamish talking about a case where he sold the tree. He sold the field with the tree. So in a chanami, you could say that I sold the field with the tree, but it's not like a din mekach tos. It's not as severe because I sold you a whole field. Granted, there happens to be a tree in there. So,
but he's still saying as far as that if I sold you, I mean, the Maaser Rizvah does say that there is a sort of Ayin Yafeh when you sell the tree. He does say that. So in the next line, there is well, the second line.
Yeah, so, you could see it on the level of Ayin Yafeh, you could see it. But on the level of you sold me a tree and now you're telling me to chop it down,
okay, but even
it's not exactly.
Level of Ayin Yafeh. So Chaim is saying that Rashi could hold that the Mishnah is not accurate because the Mishnah is coming along with this reason. This is the only reason. And there's another reason. Okay, I'm not sure if I would agree or not. It sounds good. The only question is if the Mishnah's reason applies by both cases, except there's a problem that there's another reason by one of the two cases. So would Rashi, would it be right to pick one case? Because the Maisa, the din is true by both. And it's true for both for the reason of the Mishnah. Except there's another reason. So okay, maybe. I hear. Who is Yoel? I don't know who Yoel is. I don't know. I can't tell.
You're talking about Yoel Silverberg?
I don't know. There's someone at the box. There's Yoel.
Is Silverberg from Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know. That's what I can't tell. He's being hiding himself, whoever it is. Okay. Anyway,
I admit it's me.
What?
I admit it's me.
Okay, so we were talking about you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we got your Mara Mikaimis, but I didn't read them yet because I thought I would get away without reading them because I didn't think you'd be here.
Thank you.
Okay, I have to look at them. I
prepared a whole share for you.
Okay, it's not a joke. So I'll hear more of this year, but let me just get back to, and then we'll hear your whole share. So Chaim has a decent shot. I hear that maybe Rashi would agree with the din in the case of when you sold the tree. That you don't have to chop down the tree, but it just feels that it's that there's two reasons, and therefore doesn't have to be reported. Okay,
why does it have to say kadam? I don't understand why it says kadam in that shot. Even if it wasn't kadam, at the end of the day, you sold it, and therefore if you sold it, you don't have to cut it down. It's not called Kadima.
Okay, that's what Chaim is saying. That's why Rashi went out of his way to say differently. That Rashi went out of his way to say differently because he was bothered that you don't need this part of Kadam in the case where you sold the tree. That's what Chaim was saying. I hear. I'll just say what I'm thinking. I'm not saying it's right. I was thinking that when you sell something, now there's called man that you own it yourself. It's not called a mazik because you can't be mazik yourself. If I want to have cats and dogs, you can have cats and dogs. If I want to have a boar and a tree, it's not shot as out there meaning mazik. They're not called a mazik when it's, you're not called the mazik when it's yourself. So when does something become a mazik? It's only after you sell it. So when I sell the tree, so it's like a tchias ha-mesim. It's like the tree first came about in existence now. So that's not called kadim. Forget it. The tree came about after the boar because the boar was here already. And nothing changed. The boar didn't change. The boar was mine and still mine, but the tree is a new ischachas. Once you sell the tree, it's like a brand new tree. So it's a brand new tree. So then the tree came second. So you have to knock down the tree when I sell the boar. So it's a ischachas on the boar. It's like the boar came second, and then the Mishnah says properly that since the tree came first. So you don't have to chop down the tree.
But it just becomes a mazik right now, though. It only became a mazik. Even if I sell the bar, right? So that means when I sold the bar, didn't the tchias ha-mesim as a mazik on the tree?
No, because it, nothing the tree didn't change. The tree.
It didn't change, but it wasn't. It was all the
concept of tchila, of beheta. The tree is the same tree that it was always. So then there's a svara that the tree came here, betchila, beheta.
Even though there was no shame mazik on it.
Nothing changed. The shame mazik was not because the tree changed, it's because you changed. So because you changed, you can't turn me into a mazik because you changed. You can't.
Masha, ain't if I sell it, if I sell the Elon.
So you can't come put your boar here and then turn me into a mazik. I wasn't a mazik before you came. So you can't come and make me into a mazik. But when I sell the tree, in London, it's like a brand new tree because it's a different tree. Yesterday it was tree of my tree. Today it's your tree. So that's considered like a different tree. The tree, it's a new tree. So the fact that yesterday this tree was not a mazik, it's a brand new tree. So today the tree's a mazik. And when you sell the boar, it's a brand new boar. So fine, the brand new boar can't make the old tree into a mazik. But when you sell the tree, it's a brand new tree. So it's a brand new tree. So the tree's a brand new tree, and the tree came second. So then you would have to chop down the tree. So in other words, I thought in Rashi, that Rashi is very, I'm saying that very, as a mistabra, that Rashi looks at the Mishnah, that he doesn't hold it as far of Ayin Yafeh, that svara is out. He only holds it as far of who came first. And he's saying that the whenever you sell something, it's like you the buyer is like now is coming. So the seller is always here first because the buyer is a new person on the block. So therefore, if you sell the boar, so the buyer is a new person on the block. So then the tree who's Biyada Moicher, you don't have to do anything. He was Tchila. But when you sell the tree, so the tree is not Tchila. Comes in on the Ritva and says that even if you sell the boar, there's a different reason you have to knock down the tree because of Ayin Yafeh. And therefore, Zetman the Fun, that you got the wrong halacha when you sell the tree. Because you're Rashi saying when you tell the tree is considered you're a new person on the block, obviously, whatever that's wrong, and the Ritva is very complicated why it's wrong, because that's the only possible case. Because when you sell the boar, there's as far as Ayin Yafeh.
But he sold it to two different people. He sold the tree to one, and he sold the boar to somebody else. According to Rebbe, then they're both new people, and therefore you should have, if he sold first the tree and then the boar to somebody else, he would have, again, it wouldn't work out in Cheshbon, right?
If, according to me, whoever you sold to second is considered that he came second. And therefore, if you sold the tree second, you would have to chop down the tree. If you sold the boar second, then you don't have to chop down the tree. According to me, right, when you buy something, it's a new beginning. That's what Rashi
says. It's not a din in the moicher. It's not a din in the moicher. It's a din. The fact is that he got it the heter. It's a din in heter at the end of the day.
Since he held it, the moicher had it before and nothing changed. That's called he was betchila. He was, the Mishnah's lashon is if you were betchila, then you don't have to move, right? And some are beheter. So the moicher is always beheter because he what the lashon of the Mishnah exactly is. So the moicher is always kadam, because I was here first. I was here before you came into the scene.
So Rebbe, if somebody, just for clarity, if somebody goes ahead and sells the tree, right, and he didn't build the barn yet.
Someone what?
I'm sorry. He sells the tree, and he didn't build his barn, his side yet. Right, he sells the tree, and now he's going to go ahead and build a barn. So the Gemara's kasha was, how do we find the tree there? The answer is he just made that demarcation. Now the tree is brand new, and now he didn't build the barn yet. So that was the kasha. How did the tree get there? So according to Rebbe,
because once he sold the land, he sold the tree. Once he sold the tree, So I'm not sure. I do not know about that then, because according to Rava, you can't on my border. So it could be that that's also called the Isser. Since it's a brand new, it's like we're starting fresh. So it's like you got a tree on my border. You're not allowed to have a tree on my border. You can't tie in a heter because this is a new beginning. I don't know what the din would be there. I would claim that you could knock down the tree because it's that's not beheter. It's not beheter because I'm claiming that when you buy a tree, we view it as if it started, the world starts from the beginning, according to Rashi. So if you're not out to have a tree, put a tree on the border. So when you buy a tree, you're buying b'isser. You're creating at the time of the sale a tree being placed on the other guy's border.
Now, how can somebody have a? There's no isser in selling a tree. Somebody's allowed to buy a tree from somebody. There's no isser. But there's no bar. Why can't he have a tree?
The other person would have a right to tell him to chop down the tree because you're being mazik me. Because it could be only once the board comes. I don't remember. You know, it might have to wait till the board comes to tell them to chop it down. But you would have a right to tell them to chop it down because you're being mazik me. Because you halachically, according to Rava, you're not allowed to cause me hezek. And your tree is because the only time you're allowed to cause me hezek is if you came first. And since your tree came after I was already here, even though I didn't have my boar, but I was a suya de virus. So a suya de virus is as if my boar is here already. So a suya de virus, we view it as if my boar is here. So then your tree came about after, in a certain sense, after my boar, because after my property existed, and you just came about. That's what I'm trying to claim. Rashi holds that when you buy a tree, it's like the whole. It's like everything starts fresh from now.
So, isn't that because you're becoming a mazik? You could only be a mazik with someone else's property?
You can only be a mazik to somebody else. That's right.
So then why wouldn't that apply when you're holding on to the tree? As soon as you sold the other part of the field, now you are a mazik. This tree should have the same
thing. It's clean. Another thing, I didn't change.
What do you mean? The tree now went from being innocent to becoming a mazik.
So you can't, that is already a very good story, that you can't turn me into a mazik because you did something. Because you came about, you came out of the scene, now you're transforming me into a mazik. In other words, if I wasn't a mazik, that's what the excise said in Abaya Svara, and when the excise said, we did that excise, that as far as our nizik laharchik is asmo. He said that was a bias, right? Not
but that's because the initial thing of the mazik there already was a Reuven and a Shimon. I thought Rabbi's whole svara is that when Reuven has both the mazik and the nizik, we don't even reckon at all that there's a mazik and a nizik over here. It's one guy. Right. So, but now that you made a new bar, so you're holding onto the tree, isn't that svara? Now you become a mazik.
Because you can't. Nizik Lahaga is out, but you can't come along and you, Mr. Nizik, came in and you can't transform me into a mazik. You can't transform me. You can't. I didn't do nothing. I, Mr. Owner of the tree, just did nothing. I stayed the same. I always was. I didn't change. And I wasn't a mazik when I was created. I was Betchila, not a mazik, that Tolo Heter. So because you decided to come here and put your board here, so you transform me into a mazik? You can't do that. If there's going to be a mazik, so you should stay away. You shouldn't come. But you can't come and then turn me into a mazik. So that I hear is Rashi's verse. So if the Bala Edan is the Meicher, so he said, listen, I was Betchila. I was Betchila, so I am totally Beheter. But if you're... And I'm not a mazik. I'm not a nothing. You can't make me. But if the bow a boar, so you, when you buy your tree, it's like a new beginning. So that's what I would claim. It's not like a chayim. Okay, I don't know what Rav David Pravatsky said. I didn't read him yet. That the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is that Rashi holds that when you buy something, you start, history starts from the, it's like a new beginning, because it's a whole new chefsa, a whole new beginning. While when you don't buy something, so then it's not the same. But let me hear, Rabbi Yochanan came all the way from Eretz Yisrael to give us share. What do you have to say? From Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what time it is there. I have no idea. You're in the middle of the night. Okay. What chidushim you got for us?
I didn't say it was my share. I said it was your share. I said it was something to prepare your share.
Yeah. Okay. But anything to say? No, the serious nafesh, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what time it is.
I didn't get up on purpose, I guarantee you, with by accident. But then I saw what time it was, so I turned on.
All right. Anyway, we'll have to read your Demar Malkom, you said. So, Benina, did anyone read it?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
What?
Rabdavid
Bavarsky
knows that.
Rabbi Yo sent Demar Malkom. I don't know if he sent it to me.
He sent two ones. He sent Rabdavid Bavarsky and another one, I think.
Yeah, so did anyone read them?
Yeah, I think he said the concise. It says that the Rash would never say like the Rivam because of what would happen if on a case of a suffix of who came first. So he can into Kanhaya. It's a sugya of Kanhaya into Kanhaya over here. You should be able to answer it with that. Okay. But a little bit
complicated. In other words, he's saying inherently in this issue, he wouldn't argue, but it's just because of a case of suffix. Okay, that's already saying different. Not a thing.
But just according to Rebbe, why does Rashi set it up in two steps? According to Rebbe, Rashi says that he held on to the tree and he sold land and then he went and built the bar. Why should that make a difference in Rebbe's world? I don't understand. Why is Rashi set up in a two-step case? He should say he had a bar, he had a land, and now he kept the tree, and that's it. He sold the bar.
So I happen to hold. This is what we had this argument. I think we discussed this in the previous year. Is that I don't agree with that guy Siyunim, because I don't like that guy Siyunim. That's he says that the Ritva's quoting of Rashi is not our Rashi. So I say I don't like that because it's very unlikely that the Ritva had a different Rashi than our Rashi. And I say that the Ritva is quoting Rashi because exactly what you said, because you are 100% right, that there's no difference and it's Hainu Hach. And therefore, since it's Hainu Hach, Rashi, Rashi would say the exact same thing if I sold you an empty piece of land and you built a boar, or I sold you the boar. It's all the same. And therefore, the Ritva has a right of saying that I sold you the boar because the Ritva is not, he's not word for word quoting Rashi. He's quoting what Rashi holds. He's quoting Rashi, right? He doesn't mean to quote him, you can't have a tain on him that he uses a different word than Rashi used. He says he's wearing a blue shirt and Rashi happened to give an example with a guy wearing a white shirt.
I know, but we're very mistaken in Rashi.
It's not relevant, so then there's no reason why the Ritva can't change it. So I say, Adarabba. The fact that the Ritva went ahead and changed it, that Rashi says that he sold the land and then he dug a boar, and the Ritva changes it that he sold the boar. So what you see is that it's not irrelevant. It's not relevant. The difference it doesn't make for a difference, and therefore Rashi is just picking a case because. That's Rava. When Rava Shita, that Rava Shita says a Sada Surya Bairis, is that we always view a Sada Surya Bairis as if there's a boar already. So there's no difference between I sell you a boar, Sada Surya Bairis, and then you dig a boar, or I sell you the boar. It's Hainu Hach. So that's very, very Mistavra that the Ritva says that there's no, it's semantics. Rashi picked the case, he picked the case, okay? Because you're telling a story, so he picked the story this way.
Well, I think every kasha, Rebbe, isn't every kasha really in some of the chain of Lubaris according to the first week of the Amri? I think every kasha is according to that process. You must have visual on the second lesson.
I was under the impression that most people are learning that we passing like the Ikat the Amri. Because that's
right, but the Gemara says Bishlama.
So the it's very likely that a lot of these questions are in the Ika of the Amri, because they're going to the Gemara's working with La Halacha, not the Gemara's working only asking the first Lashon of the Rabba. Now, if the Gemara's questions are all on the first Lashon, so that would indicate that we pass in like the first Lashon. So I thought that the it's easier to learn the concept on the second Lashon. And even if you learn the first Lashon, shot in about in Rava, shot in Rava is that it's that even if it's Enos Lita Baris, we assume you're going to take a bar. Someone told me, maybe said Rav Nachum said, I think he said Rav Nachum, that Rava Svara is just like you dug a bore, I'm going to dig a bore. It's good. What Rava is really saying is that once you dig a bore, you turned it into a Sada Seda virus.
Yeah, but over here he did a field. He made a tree. Which, according to Rashi, it's the moich the moich held on to. He made a tree, so that wouldn't be a suyu lebayrus. Why would he kill his own field? That doesn't make.
Okay, so you happen to bring a riot to me, believe it or not, because it could be a bona riot to me, because by the svara of in the machloikis of ena suyu lebayrus. Abaye, Rava said this far is because he can say, just like you built a board, I can also build a board. So we were debating whether that's Dafka or Lav Dafka. This fellow in the Shetami, that this Rav Nochem, I think he said Rav Nochem says it's Dafka.
The Ritva.
What?
The Ritva says it.
The Ritva. So then how did that apply by the tree? Here's a good question. By the case, when the other guy didn't build a board, he just built the tree. So you don't have that far. So you have to say that the Gemara here is working not in the first Lashon. It would be Mukhruch, because in the first Lashon, ain't Achinami. If it be ain't a Suyid Abiris, so there's no Svara that, just like you built a, you're going to build a tree, a bar. So you have to say we're talking here by a Suyid Abiris. So we're in the second Lashon. It would be Mukhruch. Okay, anyway, let's go further here.
Tosos continues with a question, a potential question, Bain on the Rivon, Bain on Rashi, and he answers that, you know, when you sell either the Elon or the board, that's when the error starts and that's when the Kadima starts.
Right.
Is Rebbe's Pshat going to work with that? Because
I sure hope so. Why? Let me keep on reading.
Okay.
So he sold the boar. And according to Rashi, when I'm saying when I sell the boar, it's like the boar now is new. So therefore you don't have to chop down the tree. Oh, either on a pirish ree. Or the either on a pirish ree. They're good, and this question is good, and his answer is, and you don't know Yikas, Shreda Hetero son. So the answer is, again, so that was his kasha. So why did the Gemara say that's the case? That Kigon Shodem Echad Asa Bor, Adek Abor, and the Eden, and he was sold the Bor. So he answers the Bechai Gavna Elon Kodem Karina Bay. This is called Elon Kodem. This is called Elon Kodem. Shekodma Elon Tiasa Elon, the Eirer Bao Bor, the Eirer Eno Bor, the Mechiris Boiro. In other words, that the But I would say that he means...
Oh, Mechiras HaIlan. Mechiras HaBor or Mechiras HaIlan.
Right, but maybe he's speaking in Rashi or the Rivam. In other words, the fee each one, the fee the Shitaso. In other words, according to Rashi, it's only if the case was only... The question was, according to Rashi, you should have a case. A Mokar HaBor, the Perish HaKotris. There it says, in the case of Mokhar Abor, that's called the Eden Kodem. And O Eden, the Fish Re, according to Rebar Mordecai, you argue with Rashi, so that's called the Eden Kodem. But he means He means each one is shitasa. Doesn't necessarily mean according to Rashi and the Ri. That's how we read it. He means we have a machlokes Ri and the Rivam. When you sell, when you buy something, is that called that you're coming now or not? Rashi says yes, and the Rivam says no. But Rashi says it has to be that you sold the board. Rivam said even if you sold the tree. So when he says, each one is shita sub. She called the ira bow. That would be according to Rashi, that the case is that you sold the boar. Oh, mechiras ira, that's the revum.
So how is it on kadam?
It doesn't necessarily mean according to both of them. Now maybe you say that's a daichik reading. I don't know, but that's what I was thinking to read it. I can't say for sure.
How's it Elon Kodam according to Rivam?
Because that's the Rivam.
You're saying that's the Haskalah.
No. I'm saying Gufa, that's the Machlekes, the Rivam and Rashi. Rashi
sounds like Tosfos is saying that they both agree on that.
Saying that the way I wanted to say. Is like this: is that Rashi owes that when you sell the tree, that's called the brand new tree, and therefore you have to chop down the tree. There comes it on the Ritva and says you're wrong, Rashi, because they're there for what are you saying, Rashi? The case is that you sold the boar, but in the case when you sell the boar, you would have to chop down the tree because of an external svara, which is not discussed of Ayin Yafet. So Mamei, that must be. Says the Ritva. Now, Ayin Yafet has nothing to do with our sugya, but it just means that that can't be the case of the Gemara. So therefore, says the Ritva, must be, and when the Gemara says you don't have to chop down the tree, it must be not that you sold the boar, that you sold the tree. I say Rashi holds when you sold the tree, you have to chop down the tree because it's called that the tree came second. No, the Ritva holds it. That's a Kramasara. That's not true. That since I sold you a tree that was here already, so that we don't restart the clock at the time of the sale. The Rivam doesn't agree to this svara of restarting the clock. And since the Rivam doesn't agree to this svara of restarting the clock, Mimele, the Rivam holds that you don't have to chop down the tree. So that's the machloekes, I guess what I was trying to say between Rashi and the Rivam. Whether or not you restart the tree when you restart, you view it as if the tree came later when you sow it. Rashi says you do. And therefore Rashi says the case cannot be that you sow the tree, but when you bought the tree. But the Rivam says, no, that's still called that the tree was kadam, because since I just sold the tree that was here already, so we don't look at the seal as a new beginning. And it's called that the tree is called them. So the machlokes Rashi and the Rivam is just on one svara. Is do you view the tree as a new beginning? Rashi says we view the seal as a new beginning. The Rivam holds we don't view the seal as a new beginning. Ritva comes along and says that Rashi shot his upshlong. Because of a different problem, because of the Ayin Yafet. That's how I was trying to learn it. But we have to read the Ritva inside. But okay, I think in Taisis, I think it reads. Taisis, I think it reads that that's a machlekes. It's a nice lumdisha machlekes. It's a nice Taisis that there's a lumdisha machlekes. Whether selling something that was here already, is it viewed, is that like panem chadashas? Do we view it as panem chadashas or not? Rashi says yes, and Taiva says no. Okay, are we okay?
Wait, what's the svara? As long as he can know what's going on, then what makes it a panem chadashas?
Because it's the sale changes the tree. The tree used to be Reuven's tree, and now it's Shimon's tree. Calls man that it's Reuven's tree.
But,
There's no.
I mean, like, I'm going to sell my house now. I have to, to go through a whole questionnaire. This is wrong with the house. This is wrong with the house. This is the issue. This is the issue. You know what? This is what comes along with buying the tree. Comes along buying the tree is the.
Okay, but I don't know the I'm talking about that according to your Rashi or Tyson. According to Rashi, when you sell a tree, so it's not the sell a tree. Now the tree is a new beginning. That tree, there was never here a tree of somebody else's tree. It was my tree. My tree. I'm
is
not
that only if I sell it? I'm selling it. It's my tree, my board, or is even if I sell to even if someone else sells it to.
No, because it's the when the seller, you can only have a case when I sell it, because otherwise it never became a hazard. I'll give you an example. Let's say I have a cat and a dog, and they're always fighting. Okay, listen, I live with a cat. I like cats. I like dogs, and it doesn't bother me that they fight. So I live with it. But if you buy my dog. I can't think, well, you have a dog next to my cat? How can you have a dog? Like, you know, I have cats. How can you own a dog? You know, like, the fact that I was ready to live with it. Okay, I was ready to live with it because it's mine. Like, a person can live with a lot of things when it's his. But you, how can you have a dog next to my cats? What's the dog leaving my next to my cats? Your dog is still biting my cats, it's terrorizing my cats. You know, I don't know if it's a good marshal, but it's the Rashi. Oh, it's like a new beginning. It's part of Chadashas. It's a whole new thing. Once it's a shame, the different bainus is a different shame.
So the and I can tell you that when I sold them to you, I had in mind that it should be with understanding of the.
No, that's already where you're getting into the Ritzvah Svara that I and Yafeh Mocher. And okay, but I'm saying, but if you Rashi Pashas doesn't work with far as Ayin Yafeh, I don't know what's going. You know, I don't know what the Ritzvah is bringing in a whole new. What I assume, though, it's very very unclear when you read the Ritzvah. But I thought, and this is Anita, if you have to read the Ritzvah very carefully, I thought my gut feeling is the question is when you read the Ritzvah. Is there when the Ritzvah, when the Ritzvah at the end of the day, when the Ritzvah reads the Braisa, is the reason of the Braisa because of Ayin Yafeh? He seems to say that, and he says, "The im abor kadim shemachrino abor anizik kait they've nothing done the Ayin Yafeh machrino." So and he said also in the first case. In the beginning, he says, "Shemakara Ilan, the Ayin Yafeh Makarno." So the Ritzvah, simple reading of the Ritzvah, is the Ritzvah is learning that the reason for the Mishnah is because of Ayin Yafeh. The Mishnah says a different reason. The Mishnah said because it's Tchila, nothing to do with Ayin Yafeh. So simple reading of the Ritzvah is he's taking a sledgehammer. And he's making one of the world's greatest tuchukim ever in the history of the universe. And he's saying that when the rumdus of the Mishnah is Ayin Yafeh, and when it said Betchila, that's just a because when you sell something, it becomes like he says some kind of farah. So that's Ki'ido Kadami Maisaidam. And so that's code words. But the lumdus has nothing to do with Tchila. The lumdus is because of Ayin Yafeh. But I thought, we have to read the Ritzvah inside. We're speaking outside. I thought that was very daichik, that the Mishnah says Tchila, and the reason is really because of Ayin Yafeh. So I thought that the Ayin Yafeh is only an extraneous thing that the Ritzvah is bringing in to prove whether Rashi's right or wrong, but it's not the Iker Svara. The Svara that the Ritzvah and it's just like the Ritzvah and Rashi are arguing on what's called the Tchila. Nothing to do with Ayin Yafeh. Ayin Yafeh is not the criteria of what makes something called the Tchila. And it's really not Nogea directly to the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is not using the Svar of Ayin Yafeh. Mishnah is using the Svar of Betchila. It's just that the Ritzvah is saying that the Mishnah can't be saying a din which contradicts the principle of Ayin Yafeh. Okay, we have to read the Ritva inside, but it's very not clear. Can we go to the Ritva, or there's no, someone wants to argue about Tzitzis? Right, so let's try the Ritva, and it's a very hard Ritva because he keeps on saying, if you read the steps, there's like three parts of the Ritva. First is the first beginning, then he says the old Kosas, which I don't know what the old
Kosas. Is this from Ufarkinan, Rebbe?
What?
This is from Ufarkinan?
Ufarkinan, yes. So first, the first part sounds like it makes reads. Then he says the old Kosas sounds like he's saying something else. And then Umiyu Kosha sounds like he's saying a third thing. It's almost as Miyu Kosha is almost contradicting what he said a line before. I have no, it sounds like he's. It sounds like there are three different parts and each one seems to contradict the earlier one. But obviously that's not true. So let's try it. Okay. He did both the Tok Shalo. He sold one. That's what Rashi says. Now, Rashi didn't exactly say that. Rashi said that he didn't sell the boar, he sold the land, and the other guy did get boar. So I'm timing that that's Hainuhach, because it's Sadasuyla Boris. So selling the land, an empty land, is like selling the boar. So it's the same thing. So that's an accurate quote of Rashi, because there is no, Avon understands that there's no difference. Not a difference.
The word nizik amazik really shouldn't be in there either. Everybody knows that bar, what the bar damages that Elon, just the bar, just those two words don't even, I don't know, I'm saying something right in there. What's a nizik and a mazik? I mean, that's not shelling on that, I'm saying.
Okay, I hear.
Except if it's coming to Kavana, so there could be a difference. Meaning, if I'm selling you the land and I'm keeping the tree, so then I might not think about the fact that you're going to dig a bar and therefore my tree is going to be a problem. But if there already is a bar there and I'm selling you the bar, so I definitely know there's a bar there, and therefore I'm definitely having in mind that I don't want my tree to be considered a problem for you. Okay, because
I understand it's a svara, but I'm trying to say the dafka, not like your svara, that was strico hechro, because the way you're saying is that he's misquoting Rashi. You know, then you have to say like the Haggadah Siyunim, that hey nachinami, this is not Rashi, or Rashi the Faneinu, that we have a different Rashi. But so I would just rather say, and I think that's not so bad. That it's is like I sold you the bar. It's Hainuach. So the Rashi says I sold you the Sada Suida Bairis. So the Ritva is just paraphrasing that I sold you the bar.
If I ask Rashi, what was he thinking about when he sold him that land? Was he thinking about the fact the guy's gonna build a bar and then my guy's gonna be a problem?
Suida Bairis.
And therefore what? I was thinking, too bad on me, because I'm going to be stuck now that I have this tree.
Therefore, it's not relevant what he was thinking. The thinking is not relevant. It's a suya the virus. I sold you the boar. Now the boar is being huzak from the tree, but the tree came first. So you can't complain anything.
What he thought. He thought, I'm going to be fine because my tree came first.
The seller, yes. Because the
seller is going to say, I know I have a tree here. I know he might build a bar, but my tree came first, and therefore I'm going to be good.
Yes. And even if he wasn't thinking, it's not relevant. It's a din taira. The din taira is if you came first.
But you can generally assume people aren't going to do things they're going to hurt themselves.
He's not hurting himself because he I'm not sure about that, but okay. But okay. Let's continue. I hear he's not hurting himself. The lav lemeshim ogar abor and isn't mishir natzva inin, which is what Rashi is saying. But oh yeah, moich echay vokis kipish Rashi, because the adra by mabre lochelo. So where I learned that this is just an extraneous svara, he's taking a svara from outer space based on bikias from Daf Zayin, and he's saying that listen, Rashi, your din is not true because there's a rule of Ein Yafet. Rashi will say that Ad Kedei Kach, we don't say Ein Yafet. Taiva says we do. Okay. But therefore, it says the Ritva, since Rashi's case is shrugged up because of Ein Yafet, you have to say, Apirish, Shemokar O'Eden Amazik. Nimokar O'Eden Amazik. So I learned, why is lo yikot salokeach? The way I learned is because type is holds. The Mishnah says the reason is because you came first, which means that the Rivam holds that even in the case where you sold the tree, he doesn't grant Rashi that sowing the tree is a new beginning, and therefore I came first. I, what did he say? The ba'ayin yavim mocher lo. So then what does he need? According to me, what does he need this far of Ayin Yafen Makarlo? What does he need this far of Ayin Yafen Makarlo?
Rabbi, what is the svar of Ayin Yafen Makarlo we're saying here? Just the basic svar?
Superficially, the svar of Ayin Yafen Makarlo means I sold you the tree. So that even though the simple reading of Ayin Yafen Makarlo would be like this, that really Alpi Din, when I sold you the tree, you're obligated to, this is where we had, I had an argument with Dr. Begida in this reading of the Ritva here. So Dr. Begida, the simple reading of Ayin Yafen is that really in the Ikra Din, I should have to uproot the tree. And the reason why I don't is because I and Yafen Makarlo. So that means because I when I sell you something, I sell you the I and Yafen. So you should have it good. So
I'm not going to sell you a tree, which you're then going to have to uproot.
Right, because that's being a nasty.
I'm selling it to you because it will be good for you.
Right, I want you to have it good. So Dr. Begida said, rightfully so, that you see that now this is being shown in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says the reason why you don't have to take, the Mishnah says that if he's kadam, he doesn't have to remove the tree because he's kadam. So, and yet the Ritva is saying the reason why he doesn't have to move the tree is because Ayin Yafen Makarlo. So how in the world is that supposed to fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah? You know, that's the problem in the Rivam. Rivam says that the case is Mocher the Eden, and lo, the reason you know Yikas, why the Ayin Yafen Mocher lo? So, how in the world do you read that in the Mishnah? They're trying to read that into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kadam, doesn't say because of Ayin Yafen, it says because of Kadam.
So for what I understood from Rebbe is that if I hadn't sold it, I would have Kadam. Once I sold it, I'd lose Kadam, but Ayin Yafen compensates for the fact that I lost Kadam.
But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah seems to say that you don't have to, chop down the tree because of Kadam. But again, it's Kadam or Eden. The way I'm saying is that really the Eden is not Kadam, because since you sold it, the Eden Lumdis, the Eden is not Kadam, except there's a different reason you don't have to chop it down because of Ayin Yafen. So how can the Mishnah say Vim Kadam Eden? It's nothing to do with Kadam, it's because of Ayin Yafen.
No, but it's still true in the sense, if not for the fact that before I sold it, I wouldn't have had to pull down the tree, meaning I have that schus of Kadam, so then Ayin Yafen make it worse.
But once you sell it to the guy, I claim once you sell it to the guy in Rashi holds, makes him into a new person. So Mimalashot, does the Rivam agree to that or not? If the Rivam doesn't agree with that, so then you don't need Ayin Yafen. Stop. It's Kadam. Your tree's here first. Enemai agrees to that. So how in the world do you read that into the Mishnah? Vim Kadam. It's really not a case of Kadam, except it's a svar of Ayin Yafen.
No, but Ayin Yafen wouldn't help if not for the fact of Kadam.
It's not Kadam. I'm saying just the opposite.
But if not for the fact that the previous owner had a din of Kadam.
Why does that make for a difference? Whether the previous owner had a din of Kadam.
Because Ayin Yafen only helps as if the fact that he wouldn't have had to give it away before the fact that I sold it. If the fact that he wasn't responsible for it before he sold it, so then now that I'm selling it, it doesn't become worse because of Ayin Yafen. But if I didn't have Kodam, then Ein Yafa wouldn't help.
Okay. I hear, but I didn't learn that way. I don't know. So what I was trying to say, so Dr. Begida said that, listen, what do you want? So the Ritva is a Rishon. So the Ritva is allowed to kill the Mishnah, and he's allowed. That's his rights. The Mishnah says in Kodam, and the Ritva is saying that the reason is because of Ein Yafa. That's what he says. So that's what he says. That's what he says. And that's what he's going to explain later, that the Mishnah really means Ein Yafa, and forget about the Svara of Kodam. I wanted to say that he means like this. The reason why you don't have to chop down the tree is because of Kodam. But there's a Havamina that there's another reason you have to chop down the tree. Besides, even if it's Kodam, you would have a Havamina that maybe I have to chop down the tree because that there's some kind of svara that the guy could say that I sold you a tree, I didn't give you sell you a tree to be mazik me. So therefore, for that second svara, in other words, there's two different reasons why you might have to chop down the tree. You might have to chop down the tree because it wasn't kadam. So there, the Rivam holds, this is called Kadam. And now there's another Havamina, you have to chop down the tree. You might have to chop down the tree because the Mocher will say, so to take off the second reason, you bring in the Svar of Ayin Yafa, Mocher no. But Enochinami, you need the first reason too. You have two. You need both reasons. Why does the Ritva do that? I don't know. But that's how I wanted to read it. That and Pirish Shemarko Yida and Amazik, and that's called Kadam because the tree was here first. Because we don't consider the seal as a new beginning. Because Ayin Yafa takes off the svara of the Machadich Adasha Tzikeni. Okay, but that's I would admit that's a little daichik. Because why does the Ritva have to make up a new svara, a new Havamina, and then schlug it up with Ayin Yafa? Just the Havamina is Rashi that it's not called Kodem. Okay, so I don't know. That's a little okay, and I'm not happy about that, but not happy either way. Okay, so those were the two choices, and we'll have to continue. In other words, the question is, we have to keep on reading, but let me just summarize the question. When the Ritva says that the reason the Pirushin is Shekodim Bachar Eden, and you know Yikasa Eden because Ayin Yafa, but the Kasha is that doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lo yikuts because it's kadam. So either pshat is you have to be daichik the lashon of the Mishnah, which is gufa what the Ritva is doing when you continue reading the Ritva. He's being daichik the lashon of the Mishnah, and okay, he's being daichik the lashon of the Mishnah, and really kadam is irrelevancy. And the only reason why you don't have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafa, or he's just saying that there's two Havaminas why you might have to chop down the tree. One Havamina because it's not Kodem, and therefore the Svaras is Kodem. And then there's another Havamina that you might say that that's like a new, and for that you need Ayin Yafa to take off that Havamina. Why would the Ritva need to make two Havaminas is Shver? Yes, it's not so good. But okay. That's where it is, where I'm holding. Okay, I'm going to stop. And I'll look between that. I'm going to read Rabbi Yo's two Maramikaimis. Okay. Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.